Vandeham Sri Guru.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 23rd of April 1976 in Melbourne, Australia.
For social welfare and also his Minister for Sport and Recreation. He has come to see you, and this is his secretary.
Well, I'm very pleased to have the opportunity of meeting you.
Sit down.
What's the main reason for your visit?
Preaching Krishna consciousness about Krishna. You have seen our books, huh?
Saying how those books put on such a shame.
I'm not very familiar with the books.
We have got very good response for accepting our books all over the world. Krishna books.
The reason that I was most interested to come is that my responsibilities in Victoria are a lot to do with the growth of our young people. And I think that many of the things that we don't succeed in doing, the problems that we have with drugs and alcohol and all sorts of unhappiness, that what your life indicates has got something that I think we could do well to take parts of it, to be involved in the things and way in which we live. And I'd be interested to hear from you as to what you would believe might be done to encourage a greater acceptance of your areas of philosophy and religion.
Yes, our philosophy is to purify Chetadatpunamarjanam. Our philosophy is to purify the core of the heart from all dirty things. This is the basic principle of our philosophy. Chetadatpunamarjanam. Cleansing the core of the heart. So, this morning, several boys and girls became initiated. So our first promise is, before the deity, before the fire, before the Vaishnavas, before the spiritual master, that from this day, no more illicit sex, no more intoxication, no more meat eating, no more gambling. This is the first initiation. Then chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Very simple method. But one cannot practice this thing without association of devotees. Nobody can do it outside. But here they are able immediately. All these boys, they were addicted to all these habits, but since they have come to the association, immediately, instantly. So, you can bring any number of young men, and we shall be glad to make him free from all these things. It is open. If you like, you can do it.
Yeah. I'm thinking more in terms of our general education system, for example.
This is the best education. Our education begins when we learn to see all woman as mother. That is the beginning of it. It doesn't require PhD degrees. tell him in such a way that a person will see, accept his married wife or woman as mother.
Woman as mother.
So this is the original system of education in India. Matrivat paradarsha, to think of all woman, except his own wife, as mother. Paradarsha vesu loshtava, others money as the garbage in the street. Nobody touches the garbage. Matrivat paradarsha, paradarsha vesu loshtava, ātma-sarva-bhūteṣu. And one who sees all other living entities on the level of himself. If you feel pinching, why should you pinch others? If one learns these three things, he is Pandit, he is right. And another three things, bhoktaram jagatamasam sarvalokum ahisaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyartya mam shanti ichchati. When you accept Krishna or God, when I say Krishna, Krishna means God. God is the proprietor of everything. Let's take for example the United Nations. They are going, making noise, full speeches, for the last 50 years. But the fighting is going. Why do they not pass a resolution that this earth planet, take this earth planet, earthly planet, other divisions, this is the property of God. And we are all sons of God. Let us enjoy the property of the. But you will not allow. You Australian, you have got so much land, you won't allow anybody to come. Because you think it is your land.
Yeah. I think if you're looking at the...
No, this is the principle. Actually, it is not your land. You come.
I agree, but it's not.
But you are now claiming it is your land. The Africans are claiming so much land, you can produce 10 times food grain for as many population as there. 10 times milk is required. Food grain is required. That is the instruction of Bhagavad-gita. Kṛṣi go rakṣā māṇijyam vaiśya karma svāha.
If we produced all of the foods that we could produce,
yeah,
and we literally gave them away to other countries that need them, would produce a tremendous disincentive in those countries for their own production. I don't think it's as easy, the world, their own production.
The total land as God's property, and all the population, they're sons of God. Then the whole problem is solved. Everything is solved. Economic problem is solved. Then social, political, religious, philosophical, everything is solved.
If there was exchange without money, I think you'd be right.
No money required.
No
money required. Simply what is required to work to produce food grain, that's all. No money required. And God has given us so much land that we can produce food grain and we can keep cows, milk, and from milk we derive so many rich nutritious, full of vitamins, foodstuff. There's a whole economic question. But we are producing, instead of food grain, we are producing tobacco for smoking cigarette. We are producing coffee for going to hell. So how can we expect social reformation? In Africa, I have seen, instead of producing grain, they are producing coffee, tea, and keeping the cows for killing. making business to send meat to other countries.
Is incense a form of intoxication?
Incense? No. Why intoxication? Incense?
I don't know.
It's the atmosphere which makes
fresh. It's sweet smelling.
It is just like in your country, perfume is very popular.
But I would have thought that in some ways it might perform the same sort of function for some people as, say, smoking some cigarettes performs for others.
No.
In other words, it...
That depends on the particular man, what kind of flavor he wants. That is another thing. But there are different varieties of incense. Generally, we use rose flavor, sandalwood flavor. We offer to the DCE room to keep the atmosphere very favorable. The DCE room, originally in India, it was food. They used to put in the fire some flavored herbs, and it was very nice. That has been transformed into now stick incense.
The stricture on the eating of meat, does that derive from the fact that animals have their lives which are accorded?
Vegetable has got life.
Yeah, well, I'm asking, is that because animals have a higher priority in life than vegetables?
No, it's not a priority.
Not a priority.
Our philosophy is that we are servants of God. So God will eat, and whatever remnants of food stuff he left, that we shall take. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, you find out this verse. Patram puspam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya hridacchu. It's like you have come here. So if I want to offer you something for eatable, it is my duty to ask you, Mr. Nishan, which food shall we like to eat? So you dictate, I like this very much. Then if I offer you that food shall, then you become pleased. So we have called Krishna in this temple. So we are waiting, what food shall he wants to eat? So he said,
that if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it.
Patram Prasvamkam. He is asking very simple thing, which everyone can offer. Just like a little leaf, patram, a little flower, pushpam, a little fruit, a little liquid, either water or milk. So we offer that. We make different varieties with these ingredients, patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. And after Krishna's eating, we take. We are servants. We take the remnants of food stuff left by Krishna. We are neither vegetarian nor non-vegetarian. We are prasadiyam. We don't care for vegetable and non-vegetable, because either you kill a cow or kill a vegetable, the sinful action is there. And according to nature's law, it is said that the animals which has no hand, that is the food for the animals with hands. We are also animals with hands. We human beings, we are also animals with hands. And they are animals, no hand but four legs. And there are animals which has no leg, that is vegetable. Opadani chatusvanam. These animals which has no leg, they are food for the animals with four legs. Just like cow eats grass, the goat eats grass. So eating vegetable, there is no credit. Then the goats and the cows have molted, because they don't touch anything except vegetables. So we are not wishing to become goats and cows. we are wishing that you become servant of Krishna. So whatever Krishna eats, we eat. If Krishna says that give me meat, give me eggs, so we shall offer Krishna meat and eggs and we shall take it. So don't think that we are after vegetarian, non-vegetarian. No, that is not our pleasure. Because either you take vegetable or you take meat, you are killing. And if you have to kill, because otherwise you cannot live. That is nature's way.
Yeah.
So we are not for that way.
Well, why do you put the stricture on?
Stricture on in this way, no meat eating, because cow protection is required. We require milk. And instead of taking milk, if we eat the cows, then where is milk?
So milk is very important.
Very, very important.
In terms of the production of food for the world would be much better off without
meat. Meat is required. Some fatty, vitaminous food is required. That necessity is supplied by milk. Therefore, specifically,
couldn't you get all the necessity that you require from grains?
Grains, no. Grains, they are starch. According to medical science, we require four different groups: starch, carbohydrate, protein, and fat. That is whole food. So you can get all these things by eating rice, dal, pulses, and wheat. These things contain, pulses and wheat contains protein. And milk also contains protein. So protein we require, fat we get from milk, fat is required, and vegetables, carbohydrate, and food grains, starch. So if you prepare nice foodstuff with all these ingredients, you get full and offer to Krishna, then it is purified, then you are free from all sinful activity. Otherwise, even if you kill vegetables, you are sinful. Because it is not life. You have no right to kill another life. But you have to live on life. This is your permission. Therefore the solution is that you take prasada. If there is sin by eating vegetable or meat, it goes to the eater, and we take the remnants. That's all. Don't think we are vegetarian. We can become anything, provided it is eaten from the remnants of food stuff left by Krishna. This is our thing. To become vegetarian, there are many animals that are vegetarians. The monkeys are vegetarian. The goats are vegetarian. The cows are vegetarian. That is not a good qualification to become vegetarian and become an animal. Or to become lion, tiger, dog. So either you are vegetarian or meat eater. There are many animals. So we are not going to be animals. We are going to become human beings. This is our pleasure. Grouping ourselves to the vegetarian kingdom, a non-vegetarian, the animals. The tiger is a fresh non-vegetarian. Fresh blood they want to eat, drink.
Your Grace, do you keep in touch with the world through television or newspapers or
yes,
media?
Yes, many newspapers, many television men, they come. But we speak our pleasure plainly.
No. Do you watch TV yourself?
No, we have no business. We don't wish to waste our time.
Do you read newspapers?
No. What is newspaper? This man is killed, this man has stolen, this politician has captured the government, so why should I waste this time?
How do you become informed as to certain events? Does that all
we have but enough books to read, these books. If you read our books, in your whole lifetime you cannot finish it. And that is required to understand Krishna, that is success of life. Of course we are in touch in the newspaper, but as much as it is required, we are in touch with the material world. As much as it is required. We are interested in Krishna. To help our Krishna consciousness, we may be in touch with the material world as much as possible. In fact, we are riding car also, we are using Ditta also, everything. But it is not for any ulterior purpose, it is for Krishna service. Just like you are writing books. This is Krishna's service. People who understand about Krishna be benefited. And in that way we are printing books, we are selling books, we are writing books.
How many people are in the Krishna movement in the world about?
About 10,000 to 12,000 directly dedicated. Otherwise millions, they are reading our books, they have sympathy. We are selling books very nicely. Daily $20,000 minimum, all over the world. And large circle, big universities, professors, they are appreciated. We have many congratulations.
And the funds that you derive from the books are used within your within the
yes.
people that live in.
I make a book trust. That is my will, that from all the collection of the books, 50% for reprinting and 50% is signing the temples, the buildings in this way. Just like these boys, they are practiced to sit down. We have kept 2 chairs for the visitors. We don't require. Yeah. We can lie down on the floor. We can use only 1 or 2 cloths, that's all, throughout the whole year. We have no demands. Only bare necessities. We don't smoke, don't drink, there is no expenditure. Don't go to cinema, don't read newspaper or ordinary magazines, nothing. We have got a reading matter. Practically you are non-cooperating.
Practically?
Non-cooperating.
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 Practically.
I don't understand that.
Because we are not engaged in so many of the superfluous or unnecessary
material amenities.
These things are described in Vedic terms as anartha. They're not very important or very valuable to human advancement. What is really essential is advancement of knowledge.
One of the principles upon which I've lived is a question of involvement with the people around me in trying to do things better than they've been done before.
But you must know, first of all, what is the aim of life and what is better. That you must know. So that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we are not interested in God. Then whole thing is spoiled. Nati vidu sāsavatiṁ hi viṣṇu durāsayādi bahiratthamānina. We are not interested in God. We want to be happy by adjusting the external energy of God. That is blind leadership. Andhādathāṁ dhairukaniyamāna. This will never be successful and it is blind leadership. Because you do not know what is the aim. If you know the aim of life, and if we make program according to that aim, then it will be successful. Blindly everyone is manufacturing his objective. Different leaders, different ism. The communists, they have got different aims. The capitalists, they have got different aims. The socialists, they have got different aims.
Is it true that there are more young people now in the world that are giving more serious thought to what life is really all about?
Yes, they should. Because they are being educated. They are experiencing the faults of their fathers and grandfathers.
And are they able to tell that?
So we are telling, this is the aim it takes. And therefore, more response from the younger section. all our devotees, they are just like my grandchildren. The fathers may be like my children, but they are responsible.
How do you spend a day?
We have got activities day and night. But because the body is there, we have to eat, but we eat Krishna prasad. And naturally, we go to sleep to take some rest. Otherwise, we are always engaged in Krishna's business. We have no other business. I go in the morning for little morning walk, because the body, whole day if I sit down, it may be jumped. Therefore, but for body's sake, I go for little walking. And then whole day and night I'm sitting here, either chanting or writing books, or talking with you, giving them direction. We have no other business than Krishna's business. That is the peculiarity of this movement. Even if you take it is a religious movement, there is no religious movement in the whole world which has got 24 hours engagement. You'll never find. The Christians go to the church once in a week for 1 hour, then closed. That is also not very regular. Even if you take hour engagement, 24 hours.
Every day.
You can see how we are engaged 24 hours. Last night I woke up at 12:30. So, on the whole, at most I sleep 4 hours. 2 hours at night and 2 hours in daytime.
I am, Your Grace, I am most grateful to have seen you. I must depart. Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you for your coming. Giving prasad. Misleading. But he himself has no character. Here it is open secret. To keep a beautiful girl as secretary. Everywhere in Europe and America. Where is he? Purity. Marriage is a taboo, and his secretary is very easy. And he can get secretary, even free of charge. Rather, she will pay. In Vedic civilization, marriage is one of the important functions of life. As death is important function, birth is important function. Similarly, marriage is also important. Janma mrityu vivaha. So, in this age, everywhere, not only, the marriage is now a pass. This is the symptom of Kali Yuga. There will be no more marriage. Sikaram eva hi udvahe. Even there is marriage, there is simply an agreement. That is happening. And it was written 5,000 years ago. Sikaram. Sikaram is very agreement. So marriage function. According to basic system, if one has got some money, he will spend the money in 3 functions. When the child is born, very gorgeously, he will spend money. Giving child to others. Nanda Maharaj is giving his charity, Kaur is giving money. Yudhishthira Maharaj is giving. Krishna, as family man, he was giving his charity. So, when the child is born, the horoscope is made, and to make the child happy, blessings of saintly persons, brahmanas, they are giving. Ordinary men also, sensuously say. So, good way. Everyone gives some blessings to that child. Then marriage, during marriage time you have seen Krishna's mother's marriage. That was the system. The father gives to the heart content as much as possible to the daughter. The Krishna's mother was royal place. So our father gave so many elephants, so many horses, so many chariots.
Yes.
Sadhu ceremony. That is also feeding the learned Brahmins, wealthy person, poor man, relative. Lavishly they spend money. They did three occasions. Birth, death and marriage. During birth, father spends. The marriage, father spends. At death, the son spends. So, social reformation, but there is no idea how the society will help. There is no idea. They are trying to remove this intoxication, LSD, but do not see the cause why LSD has come. They do not try to stop that cause. When the cause is affected, then they are disturbed with the effect. This is the defect. Neither they will take advice. How they will be able to? Big officer, drawing high salary. Therefore, there is no effect. Neither there can be any effect. Therefore, they do not know. Neither they want it. Now we are advocating we remove these four sinful activities. So nobody will agree. Oh, illicit sex is our life. To keep a friend, to keep a secretary. And you are advising no illicit sex. Then where is life?
They say, why should I live if I can't do these things?
Hmm?
One devotee in New Zealand, his father was dying of leukemia. He told his father that to stop eating meat and smoking cigarettes and his health would improve. His father said, if I can't do these things, what is the use in living?
So somebody should commit suicide?
Not in Hemingway. When he found out, when the doctor told him he couldn't have sex life anymore, he killed himself.
He was a very big and rich author.
This is the important man.
One Murari who spent 18 lakhs of rupees.
I do not know 18 lakhs, but I know that he went to Germany for medical operations and changed in the gland, his monkey's gland. Yeah. He was 8 years old.
The leaders are so infected. There was an article recently.
That's why I say, Andharatan Vairguni Yamana. That is already dictated by power. These leaders, rascals, they are blind and they are trying to lead other blind men. All of them are falling in the ditch.
In the case of Maharaj Benu, there was some recourse for the Brahmins. What can we do?
Yes, Brahmins are controlling the Kshatriya. They are obeying the instruction of Brahmins. That is social power. A first class man will give instruction to the government. The government will carry the order whether people are actually doing this. The Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya will produce food, grain and milk. Sufficient. And the Shudra, they will help the three higher tribes. This is social justice. The Brahmins, they will be always engaged to make plan how people will be successful in the aim of life. And that will be executed through the Kshatriya. And the Vaishya will supply the foodstuff. The food is also required. And good government is required. And blank direction is different. This is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. And Shudra, they have no brain. They abide by the orders of these higher sects. So our movement is creating first class Brahmin. And the Kshatriyas, if they abide by our instruction means Krishna's instruction. Everything is nicely done. Sannyasis, they have begun to keep secretaries. This death, dog's death. Either you become sannyasi or virastha or anything. The tail is this side. You may breathe as much possible, but the whole tendency is sex. In different races only. The objective is sex. Some of them are openly declaring that I am for sex, and some of them, so what to do? But the objective is sex. This is the whole world. Janama insana vidhama yavi sukham nikam sana bandhu yavi nita parayu shivadu. And this sannyasis like Rajani, they are like Bhagini. It is like sex. By sex in London, so they salvage this Brahma Kumari. Not Brahmachari, but Brahma Kumari. So Kumari is available now. Very easily. And the kid and the rich man, they are supplied with nice beautiful Kumari, they have their payment. In the Brahma Kumari. They enjoy and they invite, they convince, they enjoy and get money. Kumari is there, money is there.
This just came from Los Angeles along with some other things. We're having an international yoga and meditation conference in Chicago in June. And Rameshwar was wanting to know if we should send some of our preachers there to try and have some kind of a booth or take part in it.
It's possible.
It's sponsored by the Himalayan International Institute of Yoga Science and Philosophy. Swami Rama from the Himalayas.
The Bogart. They don't take part.
There's many. It's costing $15 for people to get in.
So we are not going to be.
Mostly I've looked over the people who are speaking. Most of them are from this society. Most of them are from this society. And what, it seems what they've done, they've taken some of the big bogeys in America, like Sachidananda and others, and they've invited them to draw bigger crowds. So they're taking this opportunity for money. I think we'll probably sell books there anyway. I'm sure that our devotees will sell books
there. Yes, you can have a bookstore.
Yes.
There's no use taking part in that meeting. Simply take a bookstore.
Yes.
Bhakti Yoga books. Give a signboard, Bhakti Yoga books. And give the picture of Dhruva Maharaj, 5 years old boy. Executing Bhakti Yoga alone in the forest. We are part of meditation. There are Sita Tadgatina Manasa Apasantinam Yogi. That is real yoga. And Bhagavad Gita, Yoginamati Sati Sloka, Yoginamati Sarvisa Madhgatam Sarapuji. One is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He first line there. Give one picture. That the devotee is chanting in a very nice way and with evidence. Yoginamati sarvesa madhugata antara. Where is first class yogi? Here is first class yogi. That will be our future. Dhruva Maharaj is practicing yoga. There are many others. The highest perfection is Radharani. But simply crying, Krishna has gone to Mathura, not coming back. The whole day and night crying. Who can perform this yoga? If it's possible, draw pictures. Satchidananda, he is also a leader here.
Yes.
Yogi Bhajan also.
Yeah, Kriyananda, Swami, another Brahmananda from Rishikesh, Swami Ajaya, PhD from Madison, Wisconsin. It's a small college town over there. Yogi Raj Bhajan, names. And there's many others.
These names are not like our names.
A lot of Indian doctors from Canada and India, America.
So you can give Yogi in court, Hare Krishna, the greatest of all yogis.
Topmost yogi.
In court form, Bhagavad Gita.
You would like to take your massage now, Shiva Sama?